if I told you there was a food that has been revered by hunter-gatherers for centuries that is so rich in nutrients that it has a cornucopia of vitamins and minerals and peptides that do very unique things in the human body. This food contains so many incredible nutrients, things like zinc, copper, which balances zinc, selenium, biotin, which is a B vitamin that is rare in muscle meat that is important for hair, skin, and nails growth. Riboflavin, another B vitamin that is very rare in muscle meat and actually rare unless you're eating organs in general, and is involved in methylation, like folate, which is another thing this organ contains. Preformed vitamin A and retinoic acid, which is essential for healthy development of all sorts, healthy skin, healthy sexual development, healthy eyes. Choline, which is involved in neurotransmitters and cell membranes, learning and memory. This organ also contains things like ergothionine, an antioxidant that's been shown to potentially mitigate telomere shortening and aging. Hepatocyte growth factor, another peptide involved in the vascular system and healthy vasculature. Hepcidin, involved in the immune response. This organ contains all of these things. And when I was with the Hadza and they killed an animal, the liver was the first thing that they eat. The first thing that they eat, it was regarded as sacred by these people. They took it out of the animal and just divided it up amongst everyone in the tribe. And it was placed on a rock before that, just carefully, as if it was made of gold. Liver. What's so incredible at animal foods is that they're very rich in all sorts of great nutrients. And we only think of muscle meat. That's really the main thing that's sold in grocery stores. But the organs complement this. To use a bad pun here, it's like peanut butter and jelly. The organs go together with the muscle meat. Muscle meat is full of great nutrients, but it doesn't have everything you need to thrive. It just doesn't. That's why indigenous cultures, our ancestors, hunter-gatherers, throughout thousands of generations, millions of years, have always eaten organs. And at the top of that list is liver. If you are not getting organs in your diet, start with liver. Whether it's in a desiccated form or a fresh form, start with well-raised, grass-fed, grass-finished, regeneratively raised liver. This will change the quality of your life massively because of all these vast nutrients. Getting organs in your life will be a huge improvement in your overall health and really help you reclaim your birthright to radical health.